USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top leaders in Congress made it clear there'll be another coronavirus rescue package amid the stark need for federal resources to fight the pandemic and the economic crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have started to outline fresh priorities, signaling a potential thaw to the sniping and an opportunity for renewed bipartisan ground. McConnell said in an interview with the Associated Press there will absolutely be a next measure and said that health care must be at the top of the list. McConnell said Congress should focus on correcting any shortcomings in the just-passed $2.2 trillion aid bill and rely on healthcare experts for solutions to wipe out the virus. Nancy Pelosi said the next coronavirus aid bill should continue to build on the bipartisan relief bills that Congress has passed so far. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Joe Biden said on ABC's This Week the recently delayed Democratic convention will need to happen, but conceded it may have to happen virtually.
Well, we're going to have to do a convention, may have to do a virtual convention. I think we should be thinking about that right now. The idea of holding the convention is going to be necessary, but we may not be able to put 10, 20, 30,000 people in one place, and that's very possible.
The decision to delay the convention, originally scheduled for mid-July, came after Biden suggested the date be moved back to August as the pandemic continues to keep the majority of Americans at home and the likely Democratic nominee off the campaign trail. A brand that's been in the public eye amid the coronavirus pandemic due to its name announced that it's temporarily halting operations. The production of Corona beer is now suspended as it is considered a non-essential business by the Mexican government. The brewer said that it is already in the process of decreasing its production. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Mexico surpassed 1,600. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
There's been another tragedy on the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland for the Kennedy family. With an update on that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Authorities say they're now conducting a recovery search for the daughter and grandson of former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend after a canoe they were paddling in the Chesapeake Bay didn't return to shore. The missing relatives were identified as Mauve Kennedy Townsend McKean, 40, and McKean's 8-year-old son, Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean. Kennedy Townsend, who served 2 terms as Maryland's lieutenant governor, is the eldest daughter of the late U.S. Attorney General and U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, also the niece of the late President John F. Kennedy.
If you receive disability or Social Security benefits from the government, the IRS and the U.S. Department of Treasury has announced Social Security recipients will not be required to file a simple tax return in order to receive stimulus payments under the CARES Act. The announcement reverses guidelines issued on March 30th by the IRS that individuals who haven't filed federal tax returns for 2018 or 2019 would need to file their return to receive payment. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said Social Security recipients who are not typically required to file that tax return do not need to take any action and will automatically receive their payments directly to their bank account. Stay updated and listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.